An impressive and much needed win for the Batcats last night over number 6 in the nation, Texas Tech. Now they get two opportunities to win that series. They can get that done tonight. Should be decent weather at Twain Family Stadium. Get out and check out some K-State baseball to start your Easter weekend. The big story of the day, K-State hires Gene Taylor to be the new director of athletics 6 weeks after John Curry departed for Tennessee. We will react to that much more through the course of the show and really over the next several days as we learn more about him. We get a chance to talk to him on Monday at the Veneer Complex. I believe we're going to be joined in part of the second hour by John, so John Kurtz can weigh in with his thoughts on this as well. The Royals were in action last night. Needed a win pretty bad to avoid getting swept by a not great Oakland Athletics team, and they get the job done 3-1. They were up 3-0 after three innings. Jason Vargas was fantastic. Only one run scored for Oakland, and it was in the ninth inning, a leadoff homer against Kelvin Herrera. Now, Herrera gave up a homer and a double to start that inning, and his ERA is 6.00 in his limited appearances so far this season. Maybe there's some concern there, but the big story is, without a doubt, Jason Vargas. He goes 7 2/3 innings, really should have been 8, but Alcides Escobar committed an error in the top of the eighth inning, and then Ned Yost decided to remove Vargas. But 7 2/3 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, threw 98 pitches, 66 of them in the strike zone, and his ERA for the season now, after 2 starts, and he's 2-0, his ERA is 0.66. He has been very, very good, and I did not expect that whatsoever. I mean, he's been so hampered by injuries over the course of his career, especially with the Royals. And you almost forgot he existed for quite a while. And now, in spring training, he kind of catches your attention that he's actually part of the rotation. And here he is. I mean, Danny Duffy has been very good so far this year. But the biggest bright spot, maybe you could say, on the entire team thus far has been what they've been able to get out of Jason Vargas through 2 starts.
He's been pretty amazing lately, because this second start was better than the first one, which was against Houston. And he's been out. He'd been out forever. It was a while since we saw him, since he was off of Tommy John surgery. This is his first shutout performance since 2014 against the Oakland A's. So he has a pretty good outings against the A's, which is great. But this is what the Royals needed, because of just really taxing the bullpen. Starters not able to get to 6 innings like we saw with Jason Hamill a couple nights ago. Two nights ago, he only made it through 4 2/3, which from your starters, you want more than that. And Vargas got what Ned was wanting. I mean, Ned was praising Jason Vargas last night for what he did. He said he was awesome. And then he just paused, looked lost for words, and the media was laughing with him because he couldn't think of something to say, like, would you elaborate? And he just said, I don't know what to say. He was just so good.
There was a time that I really didn't think that we would see Jason Vargas in baseball again. I mean, when he came back from that first Tommy John surgery, and then he was pitching a game for the Royals, and I think it was in, like, the first inning or something like that, and he threw a pitch and then looked uncomfortable and just kind of put his head down and immediately started walking off the mound, and he knew that he was hurt bad again. I was watching that game when that happened, and when I saw that, I thought, that's it. That is the farewell to Jason Vargas as a big league pitcher. And you got to give him a lot of credit for all of the hours of physical therapy and everything that he has had to put in to get to this point. I'm just talking about getting to the point that he could throw in the major leagues, but we're talking about a guy, again, who through 2 starts has given up just 1 run and has an ERA of 0.66. That's incredible. Now, I don't think it's sustainable.
Right.
I think right now, if you offered to, like, if you told me Jason Vargas's ERA for the season is going to be 4.0, that's probably around where I would expect him to be, somewhere right in there. If you can get anything better than that, that would be great. But so far, he's done things that that very few other pitchers in baseball have been able to do. I saw some statistical analysis today that actually say that in the entire major leagues, Jason Vargas has been the second best pitcher so far, starter or reliever. That's crazy. But the Royals needed that really bad to get that first win at home. And maybe now they can focus in with this new series starting, and they can finally win a series for the first, or maybe sweep a series for the first time this season, and that would get them back to 500 and back in the right direction.
Well, I'm not sure what the doctors did, but he just seemed robotic. His location was great.
It was.
I didn't think he was. He didn't. He wasn't missing much.
Yeah, they.
If he was.
Denny Matthews said on the post game, or during the post game, that what he was so impressed by was how Vargas mixed his pitches. He never threw the same pitch in the same location to the same batter. He was always keeping him off balance, and that's what you got to do. You got to work ahead in the count. You do not want to get behind 2-0 to every guy, and he did a nice job of that. So I feel great for him, and he's definitely an easy guy to root for because of that that injury history that he has. We'll have to see if he is able to sustain it. Looking ahead, by the way, to this Angels series that begins tonight, and you'll be able to hear a little bit of that game, I believe, here on K-Man after K-State baseball is over. But Danny Duffy throws tonight, which is good news. Then you've got Nathan Carnes going tomorrow, and the matinee on Sunday – on Easter Sunday will be Ian Kennedy. So some opportunities there for the Royals to get a couple wins.
Now, I want to flip this a little bit because I don't know if you had any more to say about Jason, but I do want to say something about the offense. And mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with Ned Yost here because he also said in postgame how he said
– is this about Paulo Orlando swinging on 3-0?
Well, something – yeah, that, it's part of it because that irritated me greatly. But – Ned said in postgame he felt the offense was so much better than last night. Two nights ago, or the night before, the last loss. Well, those 2 nights ago, the Royals scored 3 runs on 8 hits. Last night, they scored 3 runs on 8 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The statistics say that the offense wasn't a whole lot better. I think they walked one more than they did the night before that, but they still struck out 8 times, and I didn't really feel, as I was watching, that the offense was that much better. Kane still had a good night. The Paulo Orlando at-bat in the first inning just
well,
irritated me so bad because he has a 3-0 count and he has a green light on a 3-0.
I think that that was his own decision to swing. I don't think that he was getting
– Paulo. Okay, fine. But Paulo, just take the walk.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, it does say a lot about the state of the Royals' offense that they – can score 3 runs, and that feels like a good night at the plate.
Well, and Brandon Moss is crap. He has one hit, and that was a home run. I'll give him credit. Paulo only has 3 hits this year. But Brandon just – he hasn't found his groove yet.
They won the game, man. Calm down. They won the game.
Listen, it was a one-dimensional game, though. Kansas City still hasn't shown much life on offense, even though there was a – I would say, no doubt, the poorest – pitcher Oakland has on their
because he's a reliever that they asked him to make the start.
Yeah, exactly. And the Royals offense just has not found a groove yet. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
They had a chance to score 4 or 5 runs in the first inning last night for sure, or at least within the first couple of innings, and it was disappointing that they couldn't stretch it out a little bit more. But again, when you're 2-6, beggars can't be choosers, and if you can take something really positive out of a game like that, in this case it being Jason Vargas, then I'm going to be okay with that. The other big thing from last night, or this is something that a very promising trend as this continues, but Lorenzo Cain has been on base 20 times already this year.
Yeah, he's been great.
He has been seeing the ball extremely well. He's not hitting for any power. He's still without a home run on the season, but he's batting .345, and he's got an on-base percentage of, get this, .513 is Lorenzo Cain's on-base percentage so far this year. He went 2-for-3 last night. So the Royals as a team are only hitting .205. They've got some big issues. They need Alex Gordon to start hitting. They need Eric Hosmer to start hitting. They need Brandon Moss to start hitting. But That's an all-star caliber start that we have seen from Lorenzo Cain. So at least you can put some stock into that, and also the power that Salvador Perez has been hitting with so far this season.
You know what? A shout-out to Raul Mondesi, who was batting in the 9th spot last night. He didn't get a hit last night, but he did get on base. And I thought that he's got some speed. And
he's
really
got a lot
appreciated
of speed.
When he took second base. His slide was perfect.
On a pitch
out. They called him out at first, but he was like, right away, no, I'm safe, brother. I'm in there.
That was a pretty bad missed call, by the way.
Well,
he was clearly safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I liked what I saw for the most part from the Royals last night. We'll see if they can continue that into this series against the Oakland, or excuse me, against the Angels.
Or the Angels.
The
yeah,
Angels, yes. I always get confused when they play those teams back-to-back. But the LA Angels are in town now for three games. Like I mentioned, you may be able to catch the latter part of tonight's game after K-State baseball. The Wildcats are taking on Texas Tech at 6:30 tonight. The big story of the day, Gene Taylor is Kansas State's new athletic director. That coming out about 45 minutes ago. We'll continue to analyze and digest that. If you want to chime in on our poll question, I have posted it to my Twitter account at Tyler Dreiling. What is your reaction, or what is your level of approval to Gene Taylor being hired as K-State's new AD? And your four options are two thumbs up emojis, one thumb up emoji, one thumb down emoji, or two thumbs down emojis. We also have some time for phone calls later in the show as well. Going to our next break, when we come back, K-State represented again in the WNBA draft. Hear about Bree Lewis's night coming up next.